is BBS Radio, and you're tuned into A Birdie Told Me So with our host, Psychic Robin.
And thanks for tuning in tonight. And I'm here the first and third and fifth Monday, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so you can catch me here. On Thursdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm on Ask One Radio, and the show's called Soulful Healing, and that's at 8 o'clock. And then weekdays, between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time, I am on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Ustreaming the show as we speak. You can check that out on my website at callpsychic.com. If you go to the webcam page, you can watch this video and watch me do the reading. So, once again, you want to pick up the phone and call in. And we're going to go to Barbara calling in from Phoenix. Welcome to the show, Barbara. Okay, I heard a click. It sounds like somebody hung up. Barbara, are you there? Okay. Well, I guess we're just going to have to move along. Once again, the number is 888-815-9756. Give me a call, and I'll announce that number periodically through the show. So we are ready for the next caller. So... we're going to go to Jeff calling in from New York. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, darling.
I'm so happy it's you.
I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Did you get my email? I tried to contact you a few months ago.
You know, I didn't. I don't remember getting it. But,
yeah,
you know...
I reached out through Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I never got it.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad
anyway,
to hear
you.
Yeah. So you sound
you
good.
I got your email today for Psychic Mom.
Great.
And I was glad. And I'm so glad to hear your voice. How are you, darling?
I'm so good. Everything's really good. Thank you.
Well, I've been in a period of unemployment, and it looks like they're asking me to come back to Gray Line to be, you know, a tour guide. And I actually I wrote a musical that I've been working on for 20 years, and I'm going to be trying to get that produced. And I guess my question is, do you see acting work coming up?
And your birthday again, Jeff?
It's June the 3rd, 1950. I shouldn't say 50.
Okay.
I am ageless.
Yes! So, yeah, this is fantastic. Let's see here. Well, I definitely see that you're definitely at home on the stage. That's where you're most comfortable. And it says that things are going to change, and I see a lot of success coming up for you. I do feel that, you know, once again, you're very psychic, very intuitive, and, you know, maybe you utilize a lot of this with your acting, but it seems like you're strengthening yourself in that area. I also see a screen, so I think that you're going to be doing television or movies or both, but I definitely see a screen. It says that there is somebody that really desires you and I feel is really going to stand behind you. So I know we've talked before, Jeff, and you had a female manager or representative?
She was horrible. She really was not a nice. She was did not treat me well, and she was also saying that she was franchised, and she wasn't franchised at all. And I met somebody right before Christmas, and he was very interested in hearing me sing and maybe taking me on. And then I never heard from him again. And I really like him. His name is Michael Rodriguez. So I'm just, you know, right now, I was secluded for 2 months writing my musical, and now I've got a really great show. People are raving about it. And I just have to finish the music on it. The book and the lyrics are done. And, you know, I'm getting ready to come out of being a hermit, and I'm going to go back to this place where you audition for, you know, casting directors and just try to get out there.
Yeah, I definitely feel like there's opportunities coming up. There's money being generated. You're going in the right direction, staying in the acting world. And, you know, I still feel that that there's stability coming through. I feel like you are going to be coming to California. I think I've always said that, you know, and it does feel like it could be this year. So it does feel like there is a trip coming up for you.
You know, you and my teacher, Dr. Tria Shiva Baba, and a third psychic have all seen me snapping a lead role on a very funny TV show. That's just a spectacular success.
Yeah, so I do. I'm feel waiting. Like coming to California.
You think right. It's going to be in California?
Yeah.
All well, right. I don't know how all this is going to happen, but I am, you know, I'm ready and willing. And where are you right now?
I am in my home. Why?
Up in the mountains of California.
Yeah. I'm back from Africa. I went to Africa and the Seychelles for 6 weeks. So I'm back.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So it's good to hear from you, Jeff. Please keep in touch, okay?
I will. Much love and sparkles all around you.
Thank you. Love you much.
All right, take sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we are going to move right along, and we are going to go to Angie, calling in from Arizona. Welcome to the show, Angie.
Thank you.
Sure. And your birthday?
Yeah. 3/23/51.
Okay, so happy belated birthday. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you're an Aries, and
yes.
And you're also a 5. So you really do like your freedom, and you're probably very independent.
Yeah.
But I do feel strongly that you're a family woman also. And now I feel 3 children. Do you have 3 children, Angie?
Yes.
And you are married. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm glad we have a good connection. Now, I do feel that that there's a happiness coming up. And I do feel like there's wealth coming through, so it does feel like there's money and opportunity. I keep getting a lot of money cards around you, which is good. Also, do you have 2 boys and a girl?
Well, I have a boy and a girl that I adopted. They are my grandkid, really, but I adopted kid.
Oh, okay. So you're raising them now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I do feel like, you know, once again, your family is really important, and you're doing a really good job. You're, you know, definitely a strong matriarch. And I feel like your daughter, I also feel that she seems to have a fiery side to you. I think that she's a lot like you.
Yes, she is.
Now, your mother, you're close to your mother?
Yeah, she's living with me right now because her house is doing her modification, and I don't know if it's going to go through or not. And it's a big problem.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you're, once again, like I said, you're really doing a wonderful job keeping your family together and being the rock in their lives. And I just feel like there's a lot of love at home where you're at. Now, I also feel like you work, too. Am I right about that, Angel?
I was working, but I can't work right now. I'm trying to get Social Security. My husband passed away, and then I have a boyfriend that's supposed to come back. I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Your husband passed away recently?
Passed away, yeah, about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow. I thought you were married, so it feels like you're going to marry this boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
I felt like you were married, and I thought you said you were, so I really feel like that's going to be the case. Yeah. So, well, I mean, yeah, I guess, that, you know, being a widow, you still consider yourself married, but, you know, I do feel that the boyfriend, I feel, is a serious contender of a relationship. So, yeah. And
is he coming back?
Well, it says that he is, but has it been 2 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it might be another year. Sorry to tell you, Angel, but I got the number 3, and it feels like it's the only thing that I see sadness and upset or disappointment is the fact that you do have to continue to wait. But I do feel like he's coming back.
Well, he just called me and he say he gonna take this test for a job. They pay good money, but he don't know for sure he will pass the test. If not, he will come because he's supposed to be leaving tomorrow, coming this way.
Oh, wonderful. So you're gonna see him soon?
Yeah. He's supposed to come back in a few days, yeah.
Oh, wow. You know, I see you being really happy. Like I said, I see a lot of happiness around you. And I do feel like this is a successful relationship. So, you know, once again, I do feel like there's a proposal. So where is he living? He's out of state?
Yes. He's in South Dakota.
So it could be another year before he moves here. I feel like he's moving here most likely.
Yeah, because I went with him over there and everything, and he was working over there, but he's trying to get other tests to see if he can get a better job with the state. So, but he don't know for sure he will pass that, so he just gonna, because the idea is that he's moving. My daughter's coming from that part of the town too, and then she's coming back here for 1 week, and then she's going back, but then he's supposed to be driving over here, but he was gonna see where she lives to maybe later on in a few weeks when after she left, or we can go and visit her again.
Yeah, it sounds like the plan is going to happen. You know, I do feel like there's stability with him, and I feel like, you know, everything is going to go accordingly, like you had talked about. So I don't see anything changing.
Oh, and do you see anything in my mother's house to see if she's going to keep the house or if they're going to let her keep it? Because it was in foreclosure.
It's in foreclosure right now?
It was, yeah, and then they postponed the foreclosure because it's a modification, and doing the modification for her.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to happen, but these things, you know, take 6 to 8 months. So, you know, it does feel like it's going to happen for her. I really do feel like she's going to keep her home.
Oh, yeah. Good, good, good.
Yeah. All right, Angel, thank you so much for the call tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we are going to move right along, and we're going to go to Rebecca calling in from the Bay Area. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And your birthday?
10-17-60.
Okay, great. So you're a Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the 17th makes your significant number an 8, which means that you actually have good luck with money and being able to manifest and create in the material world, which is a good thing. Or that could be a challenge because sometimes 8s can be risk takers too. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do feel that there's stability around you when it comes to finances. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's see what's going on here. The first thing I'm picking up is that there seems to be some sadness. Are you kind of on the outs with somebody? Are you single right now?
Right, I'm single, yeah.
Yeah, and it says that you're kind of worried for somebody. So is somebody around you under the weather or not well?
Well, I have a friend who's kind of gone back into some destructive patterns, and so that kind of bothers me.
Yeah, because it does feel like you have worry about this person. It feels like it's a female friend, right?
No, this is a male. I guess if it's female, it could be my mom. So she's
yeah,
not had that.
Your mom, yeah, she's having issues right now?
Yeah, she is. She's going to be 89.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel like, you know, she has a long life ahead of her. But, you know, I do feel that, you know, she does have some aches and pains, and it feels like she's very frail. But, you know, I still feel like, you know, she seems to be healthy, but I know that you're worried. I also pick up money. I think that I started off with the reading saying that I felt that there was stability. So you are working. Am I right about that?
No, I'm not working.
Okay. So it feels like that there could be a job coming up. So I am sensing that there is empowerment, there's money, and that there's stability coming through, and it feels like it's going to happen this month because I keep getting the number 4 around, you know, a change.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was essentially calling in was about, you know, when you would see that, you know, I would be getting a job, so. And do
yeah.
you know if that would be like moving out of the area from where I live, or do you see it that I stay in the same area?
I feel it's in the same area. I really do.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, it seems to be like a 15-20 minute drive.
In the profession that I've been trying to go for?
Well, it seems like it's resumes that you've already contacted, so it feels like it's something that you're already, you know, have experience in. So, yeah, I feel like your resume is going to bring about opportunity, and I do see you working soon.
Okay. Awesome. That's what I was calling in about, so I really appreciate your time.
It was a pleasure. Have a great evening, Rebecca.
Same. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on to Annette calling in from Florida. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Thank you. How you doing, Robin?
Good. And your birthday?
1962.
Okay, great. So you're a Capricorn.
Yes.
Yeah, and you also are a very wise old soul, being a number 9. So, now, did you have any questions for me, or do you want me to just tell you what I see?
Just tell me what you see.
Okay, well, I do feel that there seems to be a younger man that's attracted to you and that has strong feelings for you, and I do feel like he thinks about you, but there seems to be some distance. I also see success coming up, and I also see money coming through, but I see three sources of income coming up for you. I do feel like you've had disappointment. It seems to be with a female friend, or it could be a female coworker. And I do feel that I feel like you're going to meet somebody new. So does any of this sound familiar?
The female coworker, yes. I've had problems with one friend. A couple of friends that was supposed to have been a friend.
Is there a younger guy that reaches out to you on occasion and has a liking but gives you double messages?
Yeah, there is. But right now I'm in a relationship, and the younger guy was a little bit too immature for me.
Okay. But so you are involved in a relationship. It is a fairly new relationship, because I felt somebody new around you.
Yeah, fairly new, maybe about just a year.
Yeah. It seems like it's almost a year. But, I get that, you're really happy with him. So, I feel like you're gonna, be liked by his family and friends. So, have you met them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it feels like that's going to happen, and it seems like this summer that things are going to change, and that you are going to feel more like his girlfriend or included in his life. Because I do feel that he seems to be a little bit evasive. Do you feel that way, that he's aloof?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
but he
got a couple of things that he needs to straighten out first, family-wise.
Right, but he does love you.
Uh-huh. And the younger guy, he was just too immature. I couldn't deal with his immaturity, even though he has tried to contact with me. I just couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
And then as far as career, I've been trying to put in, putting in a lot of applications and haven't really found any response to anything.
Now, are you in the medical world? What do you do?
Yes. Right now, just a clerk.
A clerk? Okay, because I feel like, I get like around medicine or science, but I do feel like you are going to be working in a corporate environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to get it more in, let's see, management position.
Yeah, I feel like you're going in that direction. But I also feel like you're working now. Am I right, Anita?
Annette, yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yes,
but,
I am.
Yeah, I do feel like it seems around summertime period that there things are going to get much better with work.
Oh, okay.
So, and I do feel like a new home for you, too. So, is your lease coming up?
Yeah, but that's not until late, like in December.
So, it feels like at the end of the year you may be moving.
Would it happen to be with the guy that I'm with now, or?
I feel so, yeah. I feel the two of you are going to be living together. All right.
I don't know. I don't seem to be going in that direction.
Well, I feel things are going to change. You know, a lot can change in the next, 8 months, so. I feel like that there's a new home ahead of you, and I see you being very comfortable.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to move on, and we're going to talk to Cheryl calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. Is this? What's your birthday?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, your birthday? Yeah.
Is March
March what? Hello? Did we lose her? Okay, I think she dropped. So we're going to move on to my friend calling from California, Maggie. Hi, Maggie.
Hi. Hi, Robin.
Hi, thanks for calling in.
Sure, I'm excited to call you on this because I have, you know, I always have a bunch of questions, but I'll stick to one for now.
Okay, good.
Let me sneak in another one later, but so I'm just wondering regarding, you know, I had talked to you before about Jesse, and he basically came forward and then he pulled back again. And so I'm just wondering if that, you know, if it's just something to just lay it down and move on, or what do you see at this point, or what he's feeling or will do?
Well, I knew that you were going to reconnect, and I felt that you were going to be back in a dating relationship, and, you know, like I said, I see tonight, and I feel what's going to happen is that, you know, that there seems to be somebody else coming through for you, and I know I've always said before, you know, I felt that there was this new man coming in, that you would be at a crossroads and kind of conflicted, but I know you have feelings for Jesse. But I do see, you know, happiness, and I do feel that, once again, he is going to reconnect with you. So I know you said he pulled back again, but it feels like this weekend that you are going to be seeing each other, and I do see, you know, more communication.
Okay. I mean, I kind of knew that's what was going to be said, but I just wanted validation. You know, can I just ask one other quick question?
Sure. Okay.
So our agency was told that we'll get $60,000 from a contract. This was kind of what you had predicted before, so I just want to give that testimonial, what you said. It was spearheaded by a man of influence. He was one of the directors in the county. And so exactly what you said happened, and it happened, you said 11th hour, and it happened the day before, we had a negotiations meeting the day before the funding was supposed to end.
Oh, so fantastic.
You were right on. But anyway, I just wanted to say, so they offered $60,000 in a contract, but I'm supposed to put together a budget proposal. Do you see whether that number will hold, or will they be able to give us more money? This is the funding for the contract.
Well, I did get six times ten, so I do feel that, you know, that your budget is probably going to be good for the amount of money that they're mentioning. Whether it's going to be more, I feel like it's going to be more, but I also feel it's going to be more down the line.
Okay. So they'll stick, because they said they'll try to get us more money, but right now they found $60,000 to give us. But if there's more, they'll give us more. But right now they're creating a contract, and I was wondering if they'll give us more. So you see that they're going to stick to $60,000?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, because we did need more, but $60,000 is better than the zero that we would have gotten.
Exactly,
so.
What you were facing. So, yay!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
okay,
so glad.
Thank you, Robin.
Yay!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you for calling in and sharing with the audience.
Sure. Thanks again. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on, and we're going to go back to Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl, you're back on the phone.
Hi, Robin. I don't know what happened. The energies are really wonky, I'll tell you.
Well, we are Mercury retrograde, so.
Yeah, my birthday is March 2nd, 1954.
Okay, great.
And I wanted to.
Okay.
And I wanted to know if you see any financial changes coming up, and also a change in lifestyle.
I definitely feel, when you mentioned change in lifestyle, I did get pleasure, I did get romance, and I did get companionship. So it does feel that there is somebody around you or in your life in near future. So are you involved at this point in your life?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay, so it feels like there's a lot of happiness between the two of you. And I do feel like there's romance, and it seems like there's trips and opportunity for travel coming up.
Is there any moves coming up?
Yeah, I feel so. Are you talking about it?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping for a different financial category to be in soon. I just don't know if it's going to happen soon or not for me.
Yeah, I definitely feel so. I mean, I get that you are going to complete your goal and accomplish and acquire your desire when it comes to your finances. So, and I do feel like there's a move in a bigger home. So I do feel like you are going to be able to generate more money and a better income for yourself to be able to, you know, get, you know, a bigger investment.
Oh, wow, that would be great. Is there anything else you could tell me, Robin?
Well, I do feel that there seems to be somebody that has passed away that you really miss, that you think about almost every day. So is this a relative?
Well, I've lost so many. Within a year. Last year, I lost a lot, about five different relatives.
Really?
I've lost... I'm always losing... connections, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I feel like sometimes you get lonely or that you miss your family and that, you know, you have your moments. But, you know, I do feel like that you are surrounded by people that love you. I feel like you do have, you know, great friends and very supportive people. And, you know, I feel like you and your husband have a beautiful relationship that people would envy. And I see, you know, that there's happiness coming up, and I feel like there's a change. And, you know, I know loss, and like you said, in the last year, it usually takes, you know, time to heal and to work through it. So I can tell that you're still, you know, having your moments.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. All right, Cheryl. Well, thank you so much for the call this evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Robin. Many blessings.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, we're going to move on to Colleen, calling in from Sacramento. Welcome to the show, Colleen.
Hi there, Robin. Thank you.
Sure. And your birthday?
2/28/71.
Okay. So you're a Cancer sun sign. And
actually Pisces.
Oh, I'm sorry. What months did you say?
Two. February.
Oh, I thought you said June. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. So yeah, I'm on the 21st.
Oh, so, well, happy belated.
Yeah, thank you. You too. now I feel that there's somebody in your life that's been there for a long time that could be at a distance right now that I feel is either re-entered or will be re-entering. So am I right about that, that there is somebody that's been around for quite a while?
Well, I have a good friend that I live with, but we've only been hanging out for like 4 years now, and we might be moving apart. I'm not sure what's going to happen, which is actually why I'm calling, but that's the only person I can think of.
Okay, well, it does feel like there seems to be some distance with that relationship. So I feel like that's what you're anticipating, and it's most likely that there seems to be a separation with living arrangements, is what I feel. So
interesting.
Yeah, so now you said you're living together. Would you be finding someone new to live with? Because I feel like there seems to be a new male energy coming through.
Well, that's why I'm calling. We never dated. This is just a really good friend of mine. He's like an uncle. But he sold his house. And now that he's selling his house, we're both trying to scramble and find places to stay. And I don't really know where I can go because I only have so many resources available to me. And so that was going to be my main question, but I have no man in the future set up that I know of.
Well, I'm wondering if you're going to rent a room from a man and, like, have another roommate situation. And I know you have limited resources, but I do feel like that somebody is going to, give you a good deal and a good situation. And I do feel like there seems to be a new home ahead of you.
Do you know when this is going to happen? Because I need it to happen within the week. And even though I do have a male friend who's offered his home to me, he doesn't have a working kitchen or a bathroom, and it just doesn't seem like a good situation to put myself into.
Well, I mean, it seems to be your last resort. You know, if you have to, I think that it's very, very temporary. But, it could be that could be the room that I was picking up on that was, you know, once again, a temporary situation. But, you know, I definitely feel that you are going to be, you know, getting yourself in a better situation. But it does feel like, you know, you might have to move yourself into a temporary situation and then, you know, get yourself situated in a better situation by finding the right place and like you said, getting your resources together and being able to move in that direction. And I do feel like you're very gifted and that you seem to be underappreciated when it comes to art and your creative ability. So am I right? Are you an artist?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I do a lot of theater and direct and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I do feel like you are going to create money for yourself, but, once again, I feel like you'll have a lot of money, but, you know, you do take a lot of risks, too, you know.
I don't feel like I take enough, but that's good to hear. Yeah.
I see good fortune in the cards, so I feel that, you know, your situation is going to get much better.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I think the roommate is a temporary situation. You will be moving on, Colleen.
Okay, great.
All righty.
Thank you for your insight. I appreciate it.
Sure. You have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to move on to Mary calling in from Washington, I think. Welcome to the show, Mary. Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, I lived in Seattle at one time, so I'm familiar with the area.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of rain, so it's a little overwhelming right now.
Yeah, I happened to live there for 8 months, and like 5 months, it was beautiful weather. Everybody said that I brought the California weather to them. So
absolutely.
That was in the early 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually when I moved over from Eastern Washington, so it was actually a lot different in weather pattern back then.
Yeah,
I moved over, it was a nice 3 month drought that we had, no rain. It was wonderful.
You remember, that was a rarity, right? You remember?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Walla Walla? I've been there.
Yes.
Yeah,
they're, that whole area now is changing and going into more wine, you know, industry. Yeah,
right.
So it's completely different from when I moved away about 23 years ago.
Wow, yeah. Well, they say that Washington State is the best state in the union right now when it comes to, like, economics, and I know that even your state is struggling, but, you know, they say it's the best city in the country to live in.
Yeah, being safe, you know, from natural disasters and if you like the extreme seasons, you know, that's perfect.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Gosh, you know, living there for like 27 years, it's just like, I don't want to go back.
Right.
I'll actually go to California where you're at.
Yeah. Well, you know, it does feel like there's a move in your future. So it could be that you end up down here. But I am seeing like a legal issue. So are you going through anything right now?
That's interesting that you picked up on that. Yeah, I'm trying to negotiate with my leasing office, because I want to be able to move, have some time to get my affairs in order and move, because I have a smoker that's directly below me, and I feel like I'm totally, trapped. I can't open up my slider and join my deck anymore, and open up my windows because she's directly below me, and smoke and heat rises, so it just bellows right up into my place. And it's just, a secondary smoke is, I don't smoke and I don't like to be around it, and especially in my own home. And so they won't do anything about it, and they want me to lock into another year's lease, and it's just like, I'm not going to accept that. So that's kind of what I'm dealing with, and I think that's probably what you're picking up on.
Well, I do feel like you are going to win, and that they're not going to lock you in. You're going to be able to move freely, because, I did mention a move coming up for you in the near future, or in the future. I feel like, you could end up in California, but I did see a move, and I did say that there was a move. So
yeah.
So I feel like, it's good to get out of that situation. I think that you're following the right steps. I do feel like you have the right legal advice, and that you are going to have peace of mind and be able to freely get out of that situation.
Yeah. But yeah. That was the reason why I called in this evening, because I wanted to kind of find out if you're sensing any sense of direction or insight. I want to move down to California, and I want to go to Carlsbad and something more on the coastal. But again, then I'm hearing all the, changes with Mother Earth, and I'm thinking, know if that's such a safe area to go to, and so I wanted to kind of get your insight on that.
Well, I even blogged about it today, that people have always said that, what do I think? Is there an earthquake coming? Is there an earthquake coming? And years ago, they said, I had another psychic say that there was an earthquake in California, and I said, well, I believe that the New Orleans levees are going to break in the next few months. And she said, oh, that's not going to happen. And I said, well, and then it ended up, within 5 weeks of my prediction that there was Katrina and that the levees fell. So I really don't pick up that there's an earthquake in California. And it's interesting because you said that Washington is safe, but I always feel that the earthquake line is up the coast of California, but it does go all the way up into Oregon and Washington too. So
yeah, I think more so on the coastal line though.
Right.
Because like Walla Walla and Yakima, they're like inland.
Right.
Towards the state. So I think they're a lot less likely to feel anything than people that are more coastal. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I feel so. But I even said in my blog, I really don't feel anything's going to happen for another decade. I really think that we're okay. I mean, that's my feeling. So, I know that I feel safe. I live in California, and I feel safe. Every once in a while there's reports of tremors and earthquakes, but it's very rare, I think. It's very rare. I think that it used to happen a lot more often in the 80s, I mean, that's what I, it was pretty common. But, I think that we're going to be okay. I really do. But I know
now,
they talk
so if, about the... So if I make the move, do you foresee anything happening within this year? Would it more likely be next year?
I did feel like I felt like you were going to be moving. I got October, November time period. So it does feel like you are going to be moving.
Okay. So. And then as far as Carlsbad, is that a good location with my job? Would I be successful and be able to establish myself?
I get contracts and I get a job opportunity coming up, and so... And, yeah, I feel like, you know, they have beautiful weather. It's a, I think that that would be a beautiful place to live.
Okay. Okay, that sounds wonderful. Anything else that you're picking up on me?
Well, I feel like you're really healthy, you know, so I feel like you're probably taking better care of yourself, too. Am I right about that?
Yeah, there's times when I, you know, I kind of commit a little bit too much and kind of extend myself. Sometimes with my sleep, but other than that, I try to always, you know.
Yeah, so
eat
yeah,
well and exercise.
Something about your sleep. So do you don't sleep enough? You have your moments where you're up a lot?
Yeah, there's times when it's hard for me to, you know, relax, and so I stay up way too late, you know, and should be in bed laying down when I'm up doing, you know, stuff. So it's kind of hard for me to, you know, relax a little bit sometimes so I can totally lay down and fall asleep. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, Mary, I mean, other than that, I feel like you're in good health. But like you said, with the sleeping, I mean, that can disrupt not only your day, but, you know, it also can cause you to eat more. But you know, I feel like with the eating that you are taking better care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, going through, you know, I'm going through the changes right now, the hormonal changes.
Right. So
it's pretty amazing how that can totally affect everything in your life. It's just totally amazing. So I'm adjusting to that all as well, so... But anyway, all right, well, thank you for your time and your input on the move. That makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad we had a good connection.
Yes, definitely. All right, well, you take care and have a good evening.
I will, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, you want to call in 888-815- 9756. We still have time in the show. We have like 10 minutes. So I think BBS Radio is streaming on Ustream live, the show, so which is great. If you want to see the show, it'll be on my website, which is callpsychic.com. I've also written an ebook, which is called Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal, which I really recommend for people that are even involved in a relationship. It kind of gives predictable patterns and timelines. And it kind of, if you're prepared for something or you know something's happening, it's a lot easier to handle it. And I also give the secrets on how to, you know, argue, you know, decently and get along. And anyway, I go into great detail on the secrets on, you know, making your relationship happier and better and smoother, because I know that those emotional roller coasters do happen. And so this is kind of to, you know, not only predict, but to also be able to, you know, kind of prepare. And I think that preparation is always a good thing. Okay, once again, give me a call, 888-815-9756. And I'm going to be here on BBS Radio every Monday. And I mean, every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the first, the third, and the fifth Monday of the month. So, I'm going to be sharing the fifth Monday of the month with Vicki Ford. So if you are familiar with her, she switches the same time slot as me on Monday, so she'll be on next week. It was really great getting to know you, and I would like to talk to you. So if you're listening, pick up the phone, call in 888-815-9756. And once again, if I could just get your name, where you're calling in from, and your birthday, we can go from there. What else? Oh, I on the weekdays during the day, I also use stream my shows with Blog Talk Radio. It's a free internet radio show that I do between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. So you can always catch me during the day. I chose that time slot so that people in California could take their lunch break and get a quick mini reading with me, and people on the East Coast could take their, you know, break at 3 p.m. and, you know, get a reading. So I felt that that was a good time slot. And plus, my kid is in school, and I really do enjoy doing radio and being available to read for you. So I think we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and hopefully we'll get one more caller. So pick up the phone, 888-815-9756, and we'll be right back here on BBS Radio.
A Birdie Told Me So is hosted by Psychic Robin, the second and fourth Friday night of every month at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Robin is a sweet and soft spirit with a soothing voice for radio. Robin has been seen on America's Psychic Challenge on the Lifetime Network. She has also been on MTV, Sci-Fi, and Showtime networks as a psychic reader. Robin has a strong gift of ESP and only needs a name and a birthday to tune into her callers. She gives specific details about the callers' lives to demonstrate her psychic ability. Robin is extremely accurate and has 7 years of radio experience on a national show. Psychic Robin believes that we come into this world with a spiritual umbilical cord that still exists. She claims to connect with the heart chakra to be able to channel accurate information. Robin is an extremely sensitive soul and amazingly gifted. Robin claims to have empathy to feel her caller's thoughts and translates her visions and is usually correct and is verified during her readings. Robin has written an ebook called The Secrets to Win a Marriage Proposal, which is like an advice column directed towards women. And men would applaud her book, too. www.callpsychic.com. Robin explains timelines, and it is helpful to the reader to be able to predict what to expect next in our romantic relationship. Please sign up for her newsletter, too. Robin will be launching a social networking website in the near future. Please call Robin on air for a sample psychic reading. For more in-depth reading, please schedule an appointment by mail at psychicrobin1@yahoo.com. Robin works online for $4.99 a minute, but does accept major credit cards over the phone and charges $4 a minute. So mention BBS Radio and receive the $3 a minute special at 877-963-4220, extension 701. Again, that's 877-963-422, extension 701.
And we're back, and we have a caller. We have Tobias calling in from Canada. Welcome to the show, Tobias.
Hi, thanks very much. Good evening.
Sure, just, and your birthday?
It's January 27th, 1966.
19 what?
66.
66, oh, okay, so you're a fire horse. And you're a wise soul, and being an Aquarius, you definitely have a long memory and a very keen memory. I also feel like you can be in love, you know, with somebody, but I feel like you seem to be kind of aloof and a little bit independent. So are you single right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
You're married?
Yeah.
But I feel like there seems to be some distance. So is there
that's
any
true.
Trips
that's,
coming up?
That's
or
accurate.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I just said that is accurate, yeah.
That oh, okay, because, you know, I feel that that you just seem to be at a crossroads, and I feel like you seem to be kind of independent in your relationship, and I kind of have a feeling that's the way she is operating right now. So I do feel like yeah. you are getting along, but it just seems like you are on two different paths. I do feel that when it comes to money and career, it seems like there's a new opportunity coming up. So have you been looking?
Yes, I sure have been, yeah.
And are you in the tech world or in computers at all?
I do some stuff a lot on the computer, yeah.
Yeah, because I see a lot of work like that coming up for you. But I do see you making a smooth transition going from one job to another. So you are currently working. Am I right about that, Tobias?
Yes.
So it feels like I keep getting the number four. So it does feel like this month or in the next 4 weeks, which is at the end of the month, that it does feel like there's a change coming up. So I'd like to hear back on that.
Oh, that would be really great. Thank you. I was wondering also if there'd be any change in location where I live.
Well, it feels that way. I get like a neighboring town. So are you thinking about leaving the area altogether or just moving out of where you're at? Because I got like a neighboring town.
I'd rather move farther away, but I don't know. I'm sort of hung up, sort of confused about that, too. I do want to move, though.
Well, you know, once again, I feel like this new job, you know, if it comes up and there's this transition and you know where you are, that you, you know, will probably be making a move to a new place. Like you said, you want to move. But you know, I feel like the new job doesn't seem to be far from where you are right now. So, you know, I could be wrong about that, but that's what I am picking up on.
That's really interesting. Well, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. Have a great evening. Okay, so thank you all for listening and watching me on Ustream.tv. And I want to thank my engineer, Seth, for making me sound amazing. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, same time here on Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call me for a private consultation and support the show. And that number is 877-963-4220. That's 877, the word Zodiac on your touch keypad, and the number 0. I'm at extension 701. And once again, I'll be on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Ask One Radio. And during the week, you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio between 12 and 12:30 Pacific Standard Time. So stay connected, keep me posted, and have a great week or 2 weeks. And until then, remember, God has blessed you.